You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on October 25th, 2023, and is titled Three at a Time. Grab your Bible and turn to the book of 2 Samuel, and let's join Steve and the message.
I want to ask you something. Psalms 46 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." I want to do just what Murph said. Them three guys in the Bible, one guy kills 800 Philistines. Well, let's think about him for a second. There's 800 guys that are ticked off at you. All your buddies have run. How many of y'all told me, remember me telling you one night, Christianity would be a lot better in America if you Christians would have all been in a bar fight first. Man, you can learn a lot while some of your classmates are running off. 800 of them, and he's standing there all by himself. Do you think there's any time in there that he would just stand still and know that he is God? Sword in hand, head up, eyes open, enemy on the way. I don't think there's any time any one of them three guys wanted to go run into a prayer room and sit down and fold their hands and shut their eyes and quit looking at what was going on. How many of y'all believe that American church over the last 50 years has crawled in the building, shut their eyes, bowed their head, and didn't see what was going on? Oh, Eliezer. He swung at them guys till he couldn't turn loose. How many of you in whatever situation have just sat there and swung? Just held on till you couldn't turn loose. And the whole time you could stand there because you knew who God is, where he is, and how he is right now. He's close enough to feel him. He's close enough to hear him. You know what? If a guy tells me you can't hear God, it's impossible to hear God. You shouldn't have to hear God. You don't need to hear God. If that guy says that, that's a guy who never met him. I don't care how many letters you got behind your name. I don't care how big your church is. I don't care about any of that stuff. You better know who's standing with you when you get outnumbered 800 to 1. Old Shammah standing out in the middle of the lentils. It says right there, everybody run off. Them Philistines are coming and everybody run off. You reckon he knew who God was and where God was? They're no different than their leader, David. When he walks up one day, and there's this big yapping Philistines. It's these Philistines. Every time in here, these Philistines. And you got people in your United States Congress that are flying Palestinian flags. And you got kids that are rioting and doing all kinds of stuff, promoting the welfare of the Palestinians. It's been going on for a long time. Listen, they are uncircumcised people. They have no covenant with God. If we'll keep jacking around, we'll be just like them. And here comes David. His brothers all been to town. They're all dressed up. It reminded me of that guy I watched on TV the other day. He's dressed up. Everybody's dressed up. I'd love to call him on the phone and say, "Hey, just so you know, them ain't fighting clothes. Do not show up to a fist fight wearing a necktie. You will lose." I'm just telling you, dumb idea. No, if you don't do that, bring a stick. You should bring a stick. Not to whack them. I was really tickled to hear that our new Speaker of the House pointed out to a depiction of Moses with his stick. Represents the presence of God. Just a reminder. Just a reminder that he's with me. If you'll put on a WWJD bracelet, that's probably not going to do you too much good. Because the church's depiction of Jesus says he's a bobblehead and a doormat. And that's not true. When you read about the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament and it's capitalized, it is a precursor to Jesus. That's the heavenly manifestation of Jesus. And so many times he looked like a warrior. He looked like a pansy. When you read the book of Revelation at the coming of Jesus, he looks like a warrior. He don't look like a pansy. I'm not talking about going out here and picking a fight. I'm just talking about don't be in that 30 that runs off. Quit running off and get your mindset on what's really going on. How many of y'all believe that you're being made into the image of God? Well, that's threes. That's threes. It's no wonder that this book talking about mighty men of God was operating in threes. Go outside those doors and operate in three. Operate in the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that bought your covenant. He's the one that gave you the covenant. He's the one that gave you access to the heavenly realm. He's the one that gave you access to the heavenly host. He's the one that gave you everything necessary for life and godliness. Now go out there and operate in the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Be a three. Don't be a coward. Be a three. Because that is the image of God. That is the image of God. Just stand. When I was driving home yesterday, man, it had been raining over Henrietta and all the way through Paducah and Matador. I mean, it just raining. Beautiful. That old grass, you could just see that grass sitting there with its mouth open. It was awesome. So I'm driving. I got my knee on my steering wheel, don't tell Robin. And I'm pushing that rain west. I said, God, we just shove it west. Shove it west. And then we're having all this conversation, and I'm all the time praying for rain. All the time. And God gets after me. He said, how long are you going to stay this dumb? Well, I don't know. I really can't answer that question. It looks like it's going to be a pretty long process here. He said, why? Why do you bow your head? Why do you fold your hands where you can't receive? Why? Why don't you just stand? Why don't you stand like Elijah? Why don't you stand with a cloud and tell your hired hand to go get a raincoat? Why don't you do that? I said, God, I don't know. I'm an idiot. There's a lot of stuff that I do and don't do that I don't know why I do and don't do. I said, you and Paul had this discussion, God. But I'm going to do better. If we're God's people, why would you fear a drought? Why would you fear lowering water tables? Why would we fear Bidenomics? Why would we fear? Has God not always met all of our needs according to his glorious riches? Has God not always been there with us? Is God not always with us? Why don't we just stand with our head up and our eyes open? And we do a lot of that around here. I think we're getting better at it. But I still got some old stuff in my life that I watched people do and I was trained to do, and I just do because somebody else did it. I'm probably the only guy here that's still that dumb, but it's because that's how they did it. That's how we did it. If I'm in a group and everybody's doing it, I'm going to do it too. Yeah. You know what's funny? You can put Christians in a pile and get all the tribes together. And if Murph would get up here and start singing Elijah, that's a good one. The Days of Elijah. I like that one. It makes me want to get my stick, hold it up, scream and holler a little bit. So if we did that in like a community church service, and Murph got up there and I just grabbed my stick and, woo! Come on, Murph! Woo! Bring the bad guys, Murph. Call them in here, Murph. How many of you think would do the same thing? All the men from every tribe jump up and go, woo! Frisco's doing it all. Woo! Bring the bad guys, Murph. How many of y'all think they'd do that? Huh? No, they'd have a meeting afterwards. It'd be a meeting. But yet you could walk in that same group of people and say, everybody bow your heads, we're going to pray. Straight across the board. Straight across the board. Just making a couple simple points here. So I'm just wondering, when somebody turns up the heat, who's going to guard the lintels? If you don't save the lintels, you can't make the showbread. If you don't make the showbread, you can't take communion. Who's going to guard the lintels? Who's going to stand there and who's going to be a leader? So while I've been muddling this around yesterday and all last night and this morning, and I sent that little text message up there to Congress this morning, and I said, I'm praying that somebody's going to stand up and take his stick, and he's going to lead without fear, without compromise. He's going to lead. I never dreamed that it'd be a guy I'd really never heard of. Didn't know anything about. And then stand up there and go to quoting scripture. First line item on the agenda is stand with Israel. Do you realize the significance of this? Because your Congress is what declares war. Your Congress is what makes law. And your Congress sets the budget. We need a leader. Maybe we've got one. His daddy was a firefighter. That's good. Run to the fire guy. Yeah, you got to be a run to the fire guy. Now, I know tonight I'm singing to the choir. I just wanted to get this off my chest because I needed to hear it one more time. And I think we need to hear it a lot more times. Look, they're not going to quit. It's not, this Luciferian regime is not going to let up. They're going to use your money, your time, your property, your space. They're going to use that against you. This movement in America today that's happening right out here is going to be a place where you stand, you draw the line, and you just stop. But I just want to encourage you tonight because we've been talking about this a lot, and when you go home and you draw that line and you say, not anymore. There's people in this room and people in my life who have decided to walk away from some of the church gatherings that they've gone to, their whole family. That's the hardest thing in the world. It's hard. It is hard to step out by yourself and step out. It is hard. I've never had to really do that. There's a lot of things that are hard. But I'm telling you, men, if we don't start doing it, that next batch won't. When you go on to the next chapter in that Bible, there's three more guys. that's been watching the other three, who've been watching David. If we don't do it, the next batch won't. They'll do as we do, not as we say. And if we don't lean in, if we flee with the rest of them, if we keep wanting to take the easy road. There was a guy on David Webb right before I got on there. He's two guys before me, and you could tell he was New Yorker, you could tell. And he said that the human condition was to be lazy and unproductive, that we're just naturally that away. And then David started talking about our politics and everything moving to the lowest point. And so when I got on there, the first thing I did, I said, hey, I just want you to know there's a guy from Kansas was on here a minute ago, and he was a young man with a family, and he was a Christian, and I hope he's still listening because I want to give him some hope. And I said, then you had another guy on here that talked about the condition of humans, and I said, I want to tell you something, David. Humans are not like water. They do not migrate to the lowest point. Most of us have something inside of us that our parents instilled in us or God instilled in us or something that we want to be productive. We want to do. We want to move forward. We don't want to run backwards. We want to stand up and we want to rise up. And I said, I don't know how you people on concrete do it, but out here in the dirt, that's how we do it. I hope that guy's still listening too. That's how we do it. We got to keep doing this, guys. Because this isn't going to get easier. I'm sitting here thinking about you, Coach, back here in the back. Every morning you get up and you got things you got to face, things you got to deal with. Young men that need your example, young ladies need your example. I know a lot of school teachers that just want to throw in the towel because it's tough. It's really hard. I want to encourage you today, don't throw in the towel. Know who's standing with you. And if God tells you to do something, and the superintendent tells you not to do it, and God tells you to do something, and the school attorney tells you not to, you go with God every time because he's going with you. You'll be fine. And if you have any trouble, you call me and I'll bring my stick. And we'll do this together. This is how we have to do this. I'm not talking about being mean. I'm not talking about being hateful. I'm talking about being genuine. I'm talking about being forthright. And I'm talking about being fearless. Every church I know talks about men of character. But they fall way short on fearless. What do you fear? Get over it. Be fearless. If you're fearless, you can lead. If you're afraid, you can't. The Bible says in John 10, John 10 says you got to come through the gate. But the hireling is a thief and a robber, and when he gets a little hairy, he's going to jump over the fence. Lots of Christians ready to jump over the fence. And then there's a few of us. And I figure if you guys are hanging around here very much, you're either a glutton for punishment or you really do want some of this action. Yeah, so that's all I got to say about that tonight. And I'm going to hold my stick and I'm going to pray over our country and I'm going to pray over your family. And I'm going to continue to stand. And I'll promise you one thing is the guy that you guys choose to come listen to all the time. I'm not for sale. I'm not for hire. I'm not going to jail. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not going to deviate from my constitutional God-given rights. I'm not going to fall prey to a herd of Luciferians. I'm not going to fear Satan. And I'm not going to fear any of his angels. I'm not afraid of living, and I'm darn sure not afraid of dying. And I guarantee you, in whatever I do, God will be with me. No matter how men judge me, God will be with me. That I know. Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight. I thank you for what this staff represents, your holy presence. I thank you, Lord, for the angels that are around about us. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for courage, faith, the things that come from you. And Lord, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Raise up mighty men, Lord. Raise up mighty men. And I pray, I'm right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am praying for Mike Johnson, that God, he is a man of God who's been anointed for such a time as this, that he will rise up, Lord. We have not had a leader in that Congress. We have not had a leader in that Congress in a long time that wasn't a thief or a liar or a coward or didn't want to be there. And Lord, today I pray that you have set this man apart for the task to lead this nation to the assistance of the nation of Israel, to stand up for the unborn, to stand up against the perversions of this world, to stand up against the human trafficking, to stand up against our poor southern border, to stand up for righteousness, stand up as a nation, Lord. I pray that this man, Mike Johnson, that he has been anointed for this time, and God, I pray that you will wear him out till he stands and unequivocally stands. If 434 of them turn around and run off, I pray that he'll stand. Be fearless, that men will see his fearlessness and they too will adopt the same behavior. And Lord, help us. Help us older men be an example for the younger. Help us encourage and empower. Help us stand. Lord, I stand at the doorpost of this little fellowship and across that screen of every home, that the men will guard their house. Guard their house against bad teaching, bad behavior, the pollution of the world, perversion. Guard their house against the thief who comes first to steal, kill, and destroy. Men would rise up and take their place. God, today I pray over this great nation. And I stand, Lord, now in prayer with the nation of Israel. God, give them a leader that recognizes the Philistine, recognizes the uncircumcised thief, recognizes the sovereignty of their nation, recognizes the call that you have on his life, that he would rise up and be way more than a Benjamin Netanyahu, that he'd be a true leader. We need a leader, Lord, in the worst way. So, Lord, today we just give you thanks and praise for being our Lord, being ever-present, being a Lord who speaks and your people hear. That, Lord, King of a kingdom that can't be shaken, but will shake all other kingdoms. That no weapon forged against us will prevail, and we'll refute every tongue that comes against us. Because of you, that's our heritage. And Jesus, we claim that. So tonight, Lord, let us be brave. Help us to be strong. And help us to stand to your glory, Jesus. Amen. Anybody agree with that? Amen. Yeah, give the Lord a praise offering, man. Look, if you don't know where to stand and you see somebody standing, go stand with him.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.